This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's time for
a quickie. Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty. It's a quickie.
Quickie.
Let's make this quick.
Boom. I'm so excited for this episode because it's our best of the year episode, which I pre-emailed the girls all the categories that we're going to talk about. And it's one of those episodes where it's kind of like, I feel like because of the way 2020 went, we just all discovered stuff. Like, I watch more TV, I watch more movies, I listen to more music, I bought more weird shit from Amazon than like I ever have in my life before because we were at home. And so I think this is like a really good, like, you know, actual stuff kind of end of the year list, you know? I love an end of the year list, as you all know.
Do you?
It's one of my favorite things. Like, I love the gift guides. Like, I've been on so many different, I was on the Goop gift guide. You know, she has that one that's like the ridiculous gift guide. And there's like $1,000 Ouija board or something. I'm like, oh my God.
Isn't like one you can like go up into space or something like, what was that? Or like you can go on like one of those like weightless air plane. I can't remember what it was. It was
something crazy. Wild. Yeah, like, so wild. But anyway, this is not that. No. This is not that. Okay, let's start. Okay. What do you want to start with? Let's start with movie. What was the best movie you watched in 2020?
Mine was the beginning of quarantine. We watched, and it may have come out the end of 2019, but I watched it in 2020.
Okay. That counts. That counts.
In the murder screening room in my house, we watched The Gentlemen.
Oh.
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam.
Be a bigger star.
He is. Him and Chris Hemsworth are just my ideal men. That is what I would think God created man to look like.
I could see that. Yeah.
For Charlie, not Chris.
Chris looks like Charlie. They're both just big, beefy, hot men.
Yeah.
They're
so
fucking hot. Oh my God. Like I like sweat thinking about them.
Yeah.
What was the movie about? I've never even heard of it.
Me neither.
It was a pretty big movie. Let me see what year it came out because I might be
like 2015.
Oh, it was the end of 2019.
That's fine,
sorry. But it was like Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell, Hugh Grant. Like it's a really good movie and it's really funny. Michelle Dougherty is in it. An American expat tries to sell off the highly profitable marijuana empire in London. Plot schemes, bribery, and blackmail. It's and so funny. It's good.
Ooh. Yeah. I just want to watch it for Charlie Hunnam. Mine also might have come out in 2019. I'm not a big movie person. I like barely watched movies, but this was also in the beginning of quarantine. Parasite.
How could you not watch that? It won the Oscar.
I didn't see a single movie though. I just don't watch movies, but it was fucking crazy. And now I can't believe it that it won an Oscar. I don't know. It just seems like so out there and wild. So that was great. And then, I mean, Borat was pretty epic.
Oh my God. I have to watch it.
Oh my God. So good. So, I mean, he's truly a genius.
He is.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's wild. Mine was a documentary on Netflix called David Attenborough, Life on Our Planet. If anyone hasn't watched it, it's a little scary because he's talking about climate change, but it's just like he's spent his whole life being this incredible like adventure man. And there's all this old footage of him in like the 70s being in like the jungles and with monkeys all over him and stuff. And anyway, it was just so beautiful. And I think a bit of my wanderlust of not being able to travel, like you could just go to these faraway lands. And it was educational as well, which, you know, I don't really do like not for a purpose type of entertainment. So that was really good. Okay. Song of the year for you.
So mine was, I think it's probably the same artist that I had for last year. I have a sick obsession with Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I don't know. Oh my God,
you did say Machine Gun Kelly last year. I looked.
Well, now, okay. So here's the thing. Machine Gun Kelly, he used to be like a Warped Tour guy. Like, he was on Warped Tour all the time when I was on, and he was like a shitty rapper. Like, and his music was not good. And then last year he made that song with Youngblood that sounds like an old emo song. Like, it sounds like something I used to listen to when I was 15 and I fell in love with it. And it was so successful that now he's just shifted. And now he's an emo resurgence kind of guy. And he put out an album and it reminds me of being in high school. And then I've just been like watching YouTube videos of him. Like, we used to do it with AJ, and I've fallen in love with him because he's so charismatic and I would let him ruin my life. And I just love him so much.
Wow. Even though he's had a hair transplants.
The best men get hair transplants, you know?
You know what I mean?
His hair transplant looks great. You know, he saw the problem early and really took care of it.
I mean, obviously I'm not shaming men for losing their hair. I mean, look at my husband. He's a bald king. But I think with him, it's like when you have such a like badass, like tough guy, I don't give a going on, and then you had hair transplants, it like kind of bums me out. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Well,
like shave your head and be a bald king.
Yeah, but that... it just doesn't go along with it. The one thing that does kind of like throw me off about him that as he's transitioned in this new genre, he's like gone so far into it that he literally acts like a teenager. And it's really stressing me out because I'm like, you are like 33 years old and it's very weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't think too much. Just love him. Just don't think too much.
I love him. Okay. I can't wait for my dream when I cheat on Jared with
yes, I can't wait for that to come. I'll will it into my dreamscape.
It will come. Okay, Kelty.
Mine is very obscure. There's a band called Public that I've never heard of before. They have one song on Spotify. It's called Make You Mine. They released two versions of it, a pop version and an acoustic version. And I've listened to it on every run or workout I've had in 2020. And it's like... and it's just catchy as fuck, and I think it's my most played song this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Last year, Becca, yours was Maren Morris, The Bones.
So that was such a good song of 2019.
You know, I still listen to that song a lot into Me this too. Year. With Hozier, is that how you say his name?
Hozier.
Hozier. Isn't it Hozier?
I think it's Hozier. Well, whatever it is, the one that she did with him is so good.
So the way I know, I can never remember like when I'm into songs, but I have like 5 a year, 6 a year that I like so much that I'll actually go and like purchase them on music or whatever.
Oh,
here's my list of literally just most recent purchases on whatever.
Okay.
Leon Bridges and Luke Combs did, a song together called Beyond.
Okay. Oh yeah. Beyond.
And Crazy. They did Crazy together too, which was, it was all live acoustic.
Luke Combs is just, I love him so much.
Very good. And then I had Dermot Kennedy, Outnumbered.
So good.
If you're feeling emotional.
Oh my God.
I'm writing it down. I'm always emotional.
It's like, I mean, his voice.
It's the best voice.
So luxurious.
And like raspy and
Is he like a real Kennedy?
No, he's like Scottish or Irish or something. I think he's Irish. Anyways, Dermot Kennedy Outnumbered. Ben Platt, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, where do I begin? Also, if you want to cry in case you don't live forever, best most emotional song of 2020, Temporary Love. It's a really good upbeat one from him.
I remember when we were listening, he like came on in some like shuffle when we were all working and I'm like, what the f*** is this shit?
Oh, God, I love him. I was very into Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now when it
Don't
came
Don't Start
out.
Now.
Good one. Such a good one. And I think that was it. I have some other really, really random songs that I downloaded for reasons I'm not sure. Okay. Harry Styles Falling, I loved.
Harry Styles. Yep.
I'm not a big Harry Styles fan.
No,
I like Niall way more.
Harry Styles' newest album is
jam.
So good.
There was one song, I don't like Watermelon Sugar. The Main covered it.
No.
Didn't even like that. there's one random song of his I like, but Nile put, I think it's Nile. I don't know how to pronounce anything. Mm-hmm. His album, that was a 2020 album that I fucking loved. Mm. So good.
I'm
probably the only person on his team, but you know.
I like all my One Directioners equally.
Nile hit on one of my friends for like a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
Should have done it.
I was like, you should do it. She's Is like, this... I don't know. He's so like small and little and young.
Did he have braces during the time?
I don't know. I don't really actually remember.
Okay. What is the weirdest cheapy thing you bought on Amazon this year?
Mine was my whole pillow. And honestly, price per use, great. I've used it every night this year because
What's my whole pillow. Oh, for your
my
ear hole.
Whole pillow. Yeah, for my ear hole, which by the way, it's been like 9 months. It's still not fucking healed.
It will never heal. That's why I had to take mine out. It will honestly never heal.
Why do people pierce their ears? I don't
understand. Some people do. But if you're someone who does not heal quickly, like from that thing, it's never going
to
heal.
I think like the back of the skin of my ear is starting to grow over the loop. It's a whole thing. Mm. But my whole pillow is amazing. If anybody has an ear piercing that won't heal after 9 months too, it's a great purchase.
Great. So specific.
I think your body's telling you something, but okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm holding on to it because my other piercing got infected and I had to take it out. So this is the only one left.
We're too old for holes.
Too
old for the hole.
Too old for the hole. Hashtag. Yes. Okay. Becca, what's your weird purchase?
So I have a girlfriend who lives a very extravagant life, and she's like the girl who for every concert, every festival, every birthday, anything they rent a party bus for like all of her friends. Cause she's like just that person who loves to coordinate parties and for everyone to have fun. Well, she recently got her own party bus. Like,
oh my God.
Renter van, like pimped out party bus. Her longtime partner bought it for her for like Christmas at last year. And we all got COVID tested at some point during this whole quarantine thing. And like four of us went on the party bus and like had the most amazing time ever. But we had to keep stopping to pee like on the side of the road or like restaurants if they were open. Mm-hmm. So I went home. I was wasted. And I went home and I ordered her like a portable potty.
Yeah.
To put inside.
Oh my God.
Wait, is it like a sit down one or is it the thing that you put on your vagina?
No, it's like what my sister's daughter pees in on the in the back of the car. It's like a little potty with
a bag. When I rented my Sprinter van, they had that available for rent as well.
In the beginning of COVID, before we knew like where it was spreading the most or whatever, and I was terrified of public bathrooms, I really looked into buying one and leaving it in the back of my car when I went places.
My sister has used her daughter's more times than she would care to admit.
My God.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I have two, obviously my milk frother, $39.99. I love her. I think about her every day. Every day I want to Instagram and be like, sex is great, but have you ever made your own latte? But then I'm like, you're obnoxious. So anyway, that's great. But the best thing I bought on the internet, I feel like I didn't get the love I deserved. It was a gift for the two of you. I specifically bought you Larry David face stickers.
Well,
and I've never seen them stuck anywhere.
Well, I don't really remember this.
We do.
I gave you them.
It was the express photo shoot she got them.
Oh, I have the other thing that you got me. I'm looking at it right now. The like little ceramic ball chain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right?
Prayer
beads.
Prayer beads. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
But here's the thing, Kelty. It's like we had an entire podcast episode where Jack and I made fun of people for putting stickers on things. You can't buy people stickers.
No, I know. It was on purpose. It was like, I know you hate stickers, but why would you hate a Larry David sticker?
I don't hate it, but I don't use stickers.
Yeah.
So where am I going to put it?
I don't know where mine ever ended up.
Oh, I thought it could be the sticker that opens your world to stickers.
No.
Absolutely not.
Like, I understand you weren't going to have like a live your best, be bold sticker on your mug. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're not that girl, but maybe you're like a Larry David sticker on your mug.
Even Larry David can't really get me to use a sticker.
You know what? I wish I had brought that sticker with me to Canada because every morning when I go to set with my like coffee mug,
I could have it.
I could have done that. Yes.
Thank you.
If you can find yours and send it, or I'll order you another one on Amazon.ca. That's the Canadian version of Amazon.
Yeah.
The Lady Gang.
Your favorite scandal of 2020. I'll go first because mine's very good. Take me back to February. Do you remember
when Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were at the SAG Awards together.
Oh, yeah.
One in that white dress. And then the photo of them backstage where she's like walking away with her very beautiful, shiny, full hair, and looking at her, kind of like grabbing her hand. That was pre like, hey, Aniston. Hey, Pitt. How you doing, honey? Like, we hadn't seen them together in about a decade. And it was fucking the best thing that happened in 2020.
I know.
That was pretty epic. And everybody was analyzing, and then somebody found a video of it actually happening, and they're like, it didn't happen the way that you think it did.
Right.
And everybody was analyzing that like 0.5 seconds for
years, weeks. It's all I needed.
That was nice.
Why do I care so much about them?
Honestly, and then in the Hey Aniston video, I have never seen Brad Pitt looking hotter in my entire life.
He's just getting hotter.
He's so hot. The long blonde. Oh my God. I just love Brad Pitt with long hair. And that was just like, you literally are at your peak right now. I don't even know how old he is.
It's like they both knew
53,
they were
each other.
So they got like a mineral facial before.
Yeah. That was incredible.
I know. So
Jennifer Aniston's house is like my dream home. The decor, and like she's got this super cool vibe. Like I can't even describe it, because you can't describe anything that Jennifer Aniston does. She's so just cool.
So effortless.
But you should look. There's an Arc Digest thing, and it's just like fucking amazing. It looks like an Amman property meets like it's so good.
I remember when I was interviewing her at that award show before the moment with Brad happened, and we were like, oh, and tell us about the dress. Cause normally these people like borrow a dress and then you send it right back, right? It's like you get the Valentino and then you send it back and they sell it at auction or whatever and make money. And she's like, oh, this is Dior. And we're like, oh, Dior. And she's like, yeah, I just like pulled it out of the closet. And we're like, hold on, this is your Dior? And she's like, yeah, I bought it a few years ago. I love to collect these really beautiful pieces in my collection. And I was like, this is a woman who's worn a black mini dress to like every event in the past 25 years. Like she doesn't seem like a fashionista. So the fact that she's like secretly coveting these couture high-end gowns to like never actually wear and like just 5 years later pull it out to wear to a SAG Awards, it's just incredible. Like her.
But here's the thing. I think it takes great strength, and some of the most fashionable people are the people who they reject and will not follow trends. So it's like you being a lover of fashion, but still keeping your self-control in knowing that no, in 6 months I'm going to hate myself in that picture of that thing. I'm going to stay true to my black spaghetti strap Calvin Klein gown because this is timeless and chic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like those people are the ones where you're like, God damn it. Why did I buy those bike shorts?
Yeah. Like, then you never catch them in an embarrassing photo.
No.
Always stayed timeless.
Google Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. She still looks amazing in all of her clothing. Like that's the quintessential fashionista.
Can I tell you a story about Jennifer Aniston that's never been told before?
Oh, please.
Okay. Mm. So this is very old, but many, many years ago when my friend Christina Perry was breaking out, she played on, I think it was Jay Leno. Like this is how long ago it was, Leno existed. And the guest that day was Jennifer Aniston. So
tight.
This is right at the beginning when Christina, like, I don't even know if she had a record deal yet, but she had like broken out and the song was everywhere. And we were like, oh my God, you're going to play Leno. What are you going to wear? And we went to like Nordstrom or Macy's and got this BCBG little black dress that was like tight around the hips and then kind of had like a fold over. Like it was like a shitty mall dress. Like
I remember the time.
Yeah.
I think all of us had that dress.
Right. Yeah. And it had like kind of a big like layover sleeve, right? And you wore like a big long jewelry and then she wore it like with combat boots. So we're like, we're at Leno. She's like looking amazing. She got the white streak in her hair. And then at the end of the show, she plays and it's the end of the show. And then Jennifer Aniston walks out. So the shot is Jay Leno in the middle, Christina in her shitty BCBG dress, and Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston wore the original of whatever knockoff BCBG made.
She's oh no.
Same exact dress.
Oh no.
But like it's Tom Ford. You know what I mean? And she's crossing her arms like this. I have never, every year the photo comes up on my time hop and every year I fucking laugh because she's literally wearing a $39.99 BCBG dress and Jennifer Aniston is wearing the real one and they're both in the exact same black dress.
That's so amazing.
Funny. I think about it all the time. And I was like, very into the moments of our lives.
Yeah.
These are the moments I realize. My scandal for 2020 was just the fact that now people called TikTokers are more famous than we are.
I know. I was just,
that's that, the scandal.
That whatever that Instagram account is with all like the celebrity gossip, half of the celebrity gossip is about fucking Addison Rae. And I'm like,
it's so
tipping off the paparazzi, like having all these fake relationships. I'm like, God damn it.
I know.
The Demois thing though, what I've read, like I can confirm a lot of those things are true.
Yeah. And I think they all are.
Yeah,
they're like, so they're like the new like paparazzi kind of they're like the magazine. Yeah. There's this whole thing on there where it was all these celebrity assistants were all telling their stories. Uh-huh. And then it was like 2 weeks later, one of the,
it came true.
It was on a magazine.
Oh, like it was the Star magazine. Yeah.
It was like Secrets from Assistants. And it's like, everybody's getting their content from that Instagram. It's crazy.
Yeah. It really is.
I don't have a celebrity scandal because I couldn't think of one I cared about.
Kelty just sent us the photo of Jennifer Aniston and Christina Perry. It is so funny. Holy shit.
I need to see it.
Isn't that hilarious?
We should post this on Instagram. Oh.
And she's crossing her arms because she knows, and Christina's so happy to be on Jay Leno that she's oblivious.
I cannot believe that. That is so funny. That dress is so ugly.
I know.
It's just so amazing. Unflattering.
It's amazing. Anyway, we'll post this. Okay. Do you have a book that you read this year that was like game changer?
Mine was the Chelsea Handler book. That was my favorite book of 2020.
I haven't read it yet. You keep saying to read it.
No, you should do the audiobook.
Okay.
It's like her and it's so easy to listen to.
I'm sorry you didn't say Act Like a Lady, but okay, live your life.
I
read that thing cover to cover.
Must be nice. I can literally recite the book by heart. Like, I'm not kidding. I had like a reading like stint in the beginning of quarantine. I really liked The Silent Patient. Was probably my best of the few that I read.
I have two. Daisy Jones and the Six. Have you read
it? That was the next one I was gonna read, and then I stopped reading.
Oh, you should read it. You would love it. It's the way it's written is so good.
I heard the audiobook is amazing on that one too.
Oh, cool. And then I read the Grace Coddington memoir. It's just called Grace.
Yeah.
She's that like wild hair, redhead that you always see beside Anna Wintour, like the creative director of Vogue or whatever. And now she's left, but it's like her whole story and behind the scenes of all these shoots and her fighting with Anna Wintour. And like, it's amazing.
Oh,
okay.
Juicy.
Just. Okay. What's one app you discovered that was amazing?
Mine was, I think it's called like Starview or something like that. Cause we've been spending a lot of time in nature.
And I thought you said Starview, like a diet app.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, it's called Skyview. Yeah, doing Starview. Skyview, and it shows you all the constellations. And Jared is like such a space nerd that he knows so much about everything. So it's really cool when we're like out and we see Mars, and then he tells me some facts about Mars, and it's pretty cute. That's my app. I don't use any other apps.
I don't use apps. Like I really very rarely do, but the one I've used the most or utilized the most is the New York Times crossword app.
Oh,
you do crosswords?
I love a crossword.
Do you like a Sudoku?
No. Oh, I do not like Sudoku. I love crosswords.
Are you good at crosswords?
I would say I'm like average.
What day of the week can you get through? Because the New York Times crossword gets harder every day.
Right. So right now I'm on, well, the way that the New York Times app is, it gives you like the mini, the midi, and like bite size and all new Mondays. So like I don't actually do it. It's not like the actual paper.
The print one. Okay.
I could never do the Sunday Times.
Oh ever. My God.
I would suck at those.
I'm really bad because I can't even speak, you know? The app that I discovered, I have like horrible vocabulary at my best of times. It's like three letters and a word is too many.
And just wrong vocabulary.
Just wrong. Just using the words wrong.
You That's and why Zach it's are been the same
so difficult
way.
To learn Spanish because she's like, and now we're going to learn verbs. And I was like, what is verb?
Tell me what that is.
So a house.
No, it's adjectives. And I'm like, interesting. So the? And she's like, no. The app that I discovered is called Paper Karma. And I strongly think that everyone should get it. It's a free app. And when you get junk mail, like somehow I bought something from Free People once. And now every company that Free People owns sends me like a weekly mailer or whatever. And it's like, I get so much junk mail. You just scan the barcode of that junk mail. And then
Paper Karma goes in and unsubscribes you from that mailing list.
Whoa, that's so cool.
There's this, I mean, there's that website Unroll Me that like will.
It's kind of the same thing, but this is so much easier because you don't even have to enter anything. Like you just like scan it like a picture and then it handles everything on the back end. And I basically get no, except my magazine subscriptions, I get no like fake mail anymore.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a good app.
Okay, last one. I thought we should wrap this up with the ugly trend of 2020 that is ugly, but you had such a bad year that you got into it. Mm. Or just ugly trend.
I'm like a queen of an ugly trend. It's so I think this is, I mean, I love a bucket hat. I love my Crocs and socks. Not Croc. Well, I do also love a Croc and sock, but I love my Birkenstocks and socks. Mm-hmm. I'll do any ugly trend, especially if it's like a comfy one. I'm very into.
I can do an ugly trend, but only if like Prada started it. So like I bought these like really chunky black rubber boots from not Prada, Zara.
Same. We might have the same boot.
I wore them all when we were in New York the beginning of this year. Like, and I looked like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. I love that this big chunky sole is in though.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it because I hate wearing heels. I hate being short. So it's like a great thing.
And
it's
I
like
hate a wedge.
Wear a wedge. And no, like, it makes you feel chic and put together, but it's still comfy because it's a platform.
Yeah.
So,
Spice Girls were onto something. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, spice up your life.
Or Steve Madden.
Yep.
Remember those rubber?
Do you remember Steve Madden's old ads in the 90s?
Yeah, that little drawing lady with the big head. Mine is the Birkenstock. I tried to not get into it. And then the more and more, after I broke my foot, I was like, well, can't wear a sneaker, need to wear a sandal at all times.
They're so comfortable. There's nothing more comfortable than a broken in Birkenstock.
Supports my wedge. My arch.
Yeah. I was going to work the other day and I was like in a little sun. This is kind of a few months ago, actually, like going to work in a little sundress and with my Birkenstocks. And I walked downstairs and Chris goes, oh, earthy. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
I love that Chris makes comments. He does that a lot with what you're wearing.
Yeah.
He does.
Zach, I could literally have like a fucking Orly sweater on and he'd be like, have a good day.
Well, anyway, so we'll post some of these links to the apps and stuff like that on our Instagram. But that was the best of the year. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for spending another year with Lady Gang. And who knows what we'll discover in 2021, you know?
See you next time.
We're here for a long time.
We were here for a good time.
Woo, we did it!
Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, and Steve Delamater. Make sure that you rate and review this podcast where you listen to it. Please, it makes a huge difference. And also subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you really love the episode, we want to hear from you on our social media channels at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang. But more importantly, we want to see you sharing The Lady Gang with your friends. So be like, oh my God, I just listened to this episode. It was great. Okay, here you go. Here's the link. Ah, love it, love it, love it. Okay, thanks for listening and we'll see you next Tuesday.